Well, gracious loving God, we thank you for so many things, Lord. We thank you for the faith and the hope and the love that we have in Christ, that we can be a little bit of an influence and plant seeds in this hurting and dying world, Lord. And there's so much turmoil going on all around the world, Lord, and we know that you are in control, but sometimes we wonder, where are you at, God? But we have to trust you, because you told us in the book of Revelation all the things that must come to pass, and we're living them, Lord. And we just thank you and praise you for the gift of the Holy Spirit in your written word, that we can have that blessed hope in our life. And we thank you for that, Lord, as we pray the prayer that Jesus taught. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us.
Lead us not into temptation,
but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. I always like the King James translation is just a translation, but I always like the original King James translation of deliver us from evil one. Some of the translations don't say evil one, but it always blessed my soul, because I recognize that evil one is alive and well in this world, and we ask God to deliver us from the evil one, because God doesn't create evil. But he can't overcome evil. We let him.